And last week, Rian spoke about how do we abide, how do we belong, and how do we contribute towards the body of Christ. Because there's a sense of if you abide, you start feeling like you belong. And if you start feeling like you belong, you start feeling, man, I want to contribute. And then the more you contribute, the more you realize, man, I need to abide again. Because if I abide again, I'm going to realize that I'm part. And then I'm going to want to give more. And so it's a repeat, it's like recycling. Like you buy something at the shop, that's the abiding part. Then you get the belong where you drink and you finish it. You feel like, man, this is good. And then the next moment you realize, okay, there's a recycling bin. And now I need to put it back. And that's your contribution. And then you just come up again and you abide again. You buy it. You start enjoying it. You throw it into the recycle bin. So it's just a continuing of circulation. It just continues to go, go, go. It almost never stops. It's so amazing. But tonight I want to share specifically on this aspect of abiding. Because I believe as a church, as a Christian, you cannot move forward if your heart is not to abide in Jesus. And so we're going to focus on John 15 from verse 1 to 11. So if you have your Bible with you and you want to open up there, you're more than welcome to join in with me and just reading. But I want to start with John 15 from verse 1 to verse 3. And it starts by saying this. I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. And so here Jesus is speaking about when a tree bears branch, the branches start growing. Some branches carry fruits and some branches do not carry fruit. And the branches who do not carry fruit normally gets cut off. But the branches who do cut fruit, bear fruit, you come to a place where you realize where is the fruit busy getting grown from. And instead of just cutting off the whole branch, you only cut off the place where it needs to be small shaped so that it will be pruned in a sense, so that from that place there can come more fruit. Does it make sense to you? And so that is what Jesus does with us as an individual, as a body of Christ. He comes. Some of us bear a lot of fruit. Some of us bear less fruit. But it's okay, because the reason why there is less fruit and more fruit is that God still comes and he prunes us. Because he wants each and every one of us to bear a lot of fruit. It's like when I bear one fruit on my tree, in the sense, if I'm a branch and there's one fruit coming out of me, it's like, that's great, but I want more. And so he starts pruning, and he says, Enrico, there's something in your life that needs to change. There's something in your life that I just need to adjust a little bit. And so he starts pruning. But the branches who doesn't bear fruit at all, he cuts off. He says, no. It's not part of this tree. It cannot be part of this tree. So it's actually getting being cut off. And so I believe that if you are part of the body of Christ, you want to be a branch that carries fruit. And so when we carry fruit, it means that there are things in our hearts that need to be cleansed, things that need to be purified, so that we can look more like Jesus. And that is where the pruning comes in. Pruning isn't easy. It's difficult. It's not just surface level things happening. Oh, I was smoking and now I need to stop. I was drinking, getting drunk every weekend, and now I need to stop. Those are physical things. Those are, in a sense, the easier pruning parts. But the more difficult pruning parts is when the thing is, 20 years ago, I lost someone. And now I need to deal with that hurt. And that pruning, that purification that the Lord starts bringing, it brings up sometimes irritation, frustration, hatred. All these things start popping up. And the Lord starts pruning. And He says, no, I will guide you slowly and surely. I will guide you through these processes. Because I do not want to hurt you. I do not want to cut off your branch. I want to prune you so that from this place, you would bear much fruit. And so we are branches that needs to be pruned. We are branches that sometimes need to be cleansed. Sometimes we need to put on, like people would put on some deodorant just to feel a little bit better, so that people then smell them, put a little bit spray on. Sometimes Jesus needs to come and He needs to put some wound care on the branches. And sometimes that wound care could be Spirit coming to heal from the inside. And so there are so many ways that Jesus comes and He heals and helps us to bear much fruit. But we need to allow Him to come and prune us. Because if He comes and prunes us, we will bear much fruit. And then from verse 4, it starts off saying, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself. You and me, we cannot bear fruit by ourselves. We need Jesus. Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So we need to abide in the Father. We need to abide in Jesus so that He can abide in us. So that He can change us and prune us, that we can bear much fruit. Verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He is the vine, and we are the branches. Whoever abides in me, that's in him, and I in him. And so Jesus abiding in us, He is that that bears much fruit. For apart from me, apart from Jesus, you cannot do anything. We cannot do this on our own. We need Him. And so I want to focus on this word abide just for a moment. What does it mean to abide? It is a place of remaining. A place of dwelling. And so I'm staying in this position. I'm not moving from this place. I'm remaining in it. I'm continuing in this position. If I come and I abide before Jesus, I don't start worshiping and then get distracted and start cleaning or start doing this or start doing this. No, no, no. When I abide, I go before Him on my knees, on the bed, wherever you might need. And you actually go before Him and say, Father, would you come be in me? Would you come and change me? Because Father, I want to be in you and I want you to be in me. And so the place of humbling ourselves before Jesus and saying, Father, I cannot do this on my own. Would you come and help me? And when we open up our hearts and our minds like that, He comes in slowly, gently, and He starts working. He starts pruning, He starts shaping, and He starts building into us. And so a place of abiding comes from our quiet times. And I'm not just speaking about quiet times in the sense of I'm spending time with Jesus, worshiping, praying, reading my Bible. I'm not just speaking about those places. I'm actually speaking about being quiet before Jesus. Last night I said to Elise, tomorrow morning, I want to go sit outside on the stoop, not take my Bible with, not take my phone with, and just go and sit outside on my chair and just be. And just wait for the Holy Spirit to come and fill me. And that is my heart's desire, that I would do those things. That I will make moments to be quiet before Jesus. To get up the next day, go sit, be quiet, it's me and Him. Sometimes not reading scripture, sometimes not putting on the TV to watch worship or putting my phone to watch or listen to music. It's actually just sitting and waiting upon His presence, waiting for Holy Spirit to come touch me. And that is a place of being quiet and abiding, focusing on Holy Spirit to come and minister to us. That the Holy Spirit will come and say, Enrico, this thing that you did this week needs to change. The way you spoke to your wife, it needs to change. The way you loved this person this week, it needs to change. And so we allow Holy Spirit to come and minister into us as an individual. Because when we allow Holy Spirit to come and minister into us, we start to get to know the heart of God. And when we start to get to know His heart becomes mine. Because now it doesn't become to a place of, because I'm abiding in Him, my desires is His desires. But when I do not abide in Him, my desires are my desires. And His desires are not mine. And so when we come to a place of abiding, we learn to get to know His heart. It changes the way we worship. It changes the way how we read Scripture. It changes the way we pray. It changes the way we love Him, but also His people. Because the only place that we can actually love people well is when we look to Him and see His love. We are able to, from that place, to reflect His love to others. And so to looking towards Him, and from that place, what I've seen, I want to give to you. But I cannot give something that I do not have. Verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burnt. That scripture is pretty simple. When a branch does not bear fruit, it becomes wood for the fire. I do not want to become wood for the fire. And I believe that each and every one of us sitting here also does not want to become wood for the fire. Not to wither away. Verse 7. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, the Word of God, when that abides in me, when it changes me, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. And so when we abide in the Word of God, when we abide in the truth which God has given us, we find life. And in the life, we start realizing that what I read becomes the thing that I want to do. Go and make disciples of all nations. It's great. Lord, I want to do that. But we never do it. Because that word doesn't abide in me. That part of the truth is not in me. I read it, but it's not in me. Because I do not abide within the Father. And so when I abide in Him, that thing starts piercing my heart. And I'm like, man, I need to live this out. This is not just a maybe or, you know, I will do it when I feel like it. No, no, no. It becomes a place of, I must. I want. My only desire is to do this. And so when the Word starts piercing us, when the Word starts changing us, it's not a thing of, I'll think about it. It's a place of, Lord, if it's one thing I want to do, it's I want to obey Your commandments. I want to obey Your word. Because it has changed me from the inside out. And then He says, when you ask, it will be given to you. But we tend to ask the wrong things. We ask Him for the things that we want. Lord, I want a million rand. Lord, I want a new car. I was laughing. We had a bride the other night with Delvin and Yuta and a few of their friends. And what happened was we spoke about getting new watches, getting new phones, getting new laptops and iPads and all these things. And it's all great. It's all things that help me physically with my work. It's all things that I enjoy because because it becomes to a place where it's a hobby. And you start enjoying things. You will stand awake up and watch what is it, 12 o'clock or something. That's Steve Jobs and the whole Apple. I don't know. Andre said something about he stayed awake just to watch the new AirPods and what they're saying about the new AirPods, because it becomes so, in a sense, like you want to know what's happening. And it's something that you desire physically. But spiritually, it doesn't change me. It's only a physical thing. When I die, that thing is going to the trash. Or someone's going to steal it, or take it, or buy it, or whatever happens with it. It's not mine anymore. And so, in a sense, it's worthless. But it does help me physically. But we tend to ask for those things instead of saying, Father, what is your desire? What is the thing that you want me to ask for? And when we abide in Christ, we abide in His Word, we start asking not what we want, but we start asking what the Father wants. Because His heart becomes ours, and our heart becomes His. And so it's that place of, man, I desire not my own heart anymore, but I desire His. I desire what He wants to bring and what He wants to give. And it becomes less of what I want, and it becomes what He wants. But I can only do that when I'm a place of abiding in Him. I want to move on to verse 9. And it says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in His love. And so because we start falling in love with the Father, we start falling in love with the commandments. We start falling in love with the things that we know are His heart's desires. To stop doing the things of the world, but start doing the things of the kingdom. But we need to go and abide within His love, so that He is the comfort. Not an iPad, not a phone, not smoking, not drinking, not pornography, not things that distract us from Him. His love starts to fill us. Because that is the thing that we want more than anything else. Not even my spouse, not even my children. The thing that I want is Him. And that is the place when we are abiding in His love. The first and foremost thing that we want is Him. The other things are great because it's on us. In a physical sense, you feel it, you touch it. And there's some part of the significance in it. But man, when I abide in the Father's love, it changes me. In a sense, I don't want the other things anymore. I don't want the comfort of a TV. I don't want the comfort of a couch or an alcohol beverage or a smoke or whatever it is. I don't want the comfort in that anymore. But I take comfort within my Father. But it's because I'm in Him. And He is in me. In the last verse 11. He says, these things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you. That your joy may be full. Scripture says that He is the joy of our salvation. And so is He your joy? When you think about Jesus, does your heart start lighting up? Does your mind start lighting up? There are seasons in our lives where it's difficult to be close to Jesus. Father, everything's going wrong. Man, in
those moments when we press into Jesus, when we abide in Him, the moment we come out of that season of difficulties, it feels like I'm overflowing with the power and the love of Jesus. But it's because in the times where I needed Him the most, I was abiding in Him. I was finding myself at His feet and just being there. And saying, Lord, I don't want anything else but You. And it's in those moments when we're alone, those moments when we feel like, Jesus, I need You more than ever. In those places He comes and finds us. And that when we step out of those seasons, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He is my salvation. His joy comes and fills me. And it fills me so much that anything that comes out of my mouth is Jesus and the joy of our Father. And it's because He sustains us. He brings life. Nothing in this world can bring life to us ever. And so Jesus becomes our joy. Not the things of this world.